to me. I really wanna know your name. I really wanna know you and really wanna hold you and do things to you. Bring your friends too. They could be my crew. Your friends be my friends. We all can be friends and we all can get it in on. That's what I'm talking about. Don't back out, don't be fronting, no faking and fronting. Let's do something, make something happen. Just learn each other, love each other. I get to know you and your crew. Bring them through. I bring my crew through. Your friends meet my friends. We all can be friends. Ain't no time for beefing. The life is too short to believe in the negativity. Just holler at me. You can come through and don't have to bring anything. Oh yeah. All you had to do is just bring your smile and a nice dairy. Now I'm just playing. I really, 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 really wanna know your name. Oh, come on, girl, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, talk to me. Oh, come and talk to me. I really wanna know your name. I really wanna learn your name. I really wanna know you. You know what I wanna do? I wanna get to know you. You can bring your crew, bring them to your friends. Meet my friends. We all can be friends. Oh, what's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name?
I wanna learn your name.
This is UBI. I'm your gracious host, Pedro Lee. Thanks for tuning in with me. I'm doing it live, and if you ain't catching it live, you're gonna catch it right now. Thank you. Catch up, be slow.
Oh, Zakia, what's up? I gotta find a better way so I won't be. All right.
Were you in love with me?
So this episode. Let's talk about the lies we have to go through just to survive these days, shall we? Corporate lies, what they call little white lies, or whatever. I'll tell you what pissed me off. I hate when you tell someone, because this comes from a privileged mind frame. When you tell someone you can't do something or something doesn't work, and they be like, I don't understand. What that's supposed to change the message I directed to you, I don't understand. Well, you're a cunt. I don't understand why you're a cunt if I'm explaining that something is not able to be done at your whim. You know what I'm saying? When someone's be like, I don't understand, what they basically telling you is, I'm me and I want it done by any means necessary. And I'm like, what? Eat a dick. Hey, everybody, I can't hardly see, but hey, thank you for listening to me, even if you tune in and you pressed it by mistake. Like, let me get the fuck out of here before you notice. I noticed! I had customer service. I done a customer service job, and when you're doing customer service, it's the equivalent of doing a Pukaki scene, because everyone gonna bust in your face and pat you on the back, and you gotta get off your knees, and you gotta do that the next day. I knew I wasn't gonna be in customer service that long because someone was like, let me speak to your superior. So I went in the back office and I came back and I was like, I spoke to God and he told me to make sure that you get a free coupon to hell. Bitch, you must be fucking bugging. The hell I look like? I'm an employee, not a slave. I know it's, don't get it misconstrued, as I sip my happy juice. Ooh. Anything people want to talk about? So, I'm on my fourth midlife crisis. Yeah, I got fourth. I'm on my fourth one. My first midlife crisis was when I was 8 years old.
Having some kind of powerful, weird alchemy, and you have to pay attention when that happens. Stuff is not to be treated lightly.
Listen, I actually just came out here to have a cigarette, okay, and relax, and do my thing. So, maybe another time.
Yeah, but there may not be another time, okay? I may never get this chance again. I mean, we may never, you know, be able to return to this moment.
Yeah, I was 8 years old. I don't know if I'm pausing that because I'm doing on beat that you cannot hear. Unless you subscribe and you can hear it Friday. 8 years old, I had a crush. It didn't work. Then I found out that not Santa Claus wasn't real. I've been through that shit because my parents used to be like, hey, as much money I spent on you, motherfucker, there's no Santa Claus. I ain't gonna give him the credit. Look, I did great in school, and I didn't get credit. I'm like, it's A's on my motherfucking report card, not yours, nigga. So, it wasn't no shit like that. It just a lot of shit crashed down. That was my first midlife crisis. I started piercing myself and dyeing my hair and all types of crazy shit. My second midlife crisis was in ninth grade. Not really. I just didn't understand people. My third midlife crisis was in college. And now I'm on my fourth midlife crisis. And not giving a fuck. Have you ever been around someone? Did someone say something? Hey, Alicia, you welcome for the Daily Wisdom. See, someone appreciated. Feel good to be appreciated. I think we all should appreciate people. Because who else gonna do it? Also, you should always be yourself. Stop running from yourself, because no matter where you go, you're gonna be right there. So you might as well be yourself and improve on yourself. I mean, we all have our insecurities and everything, but trust me, your insecurities are your creativity. You create a lot of shit that works for you when you be you. And there's no excuse for you being you. I seen a person who was just a torso, no legs, no arms, swimming. And I mean cutting through the water, swimming gracefully, no anything. And I'm like, damn, I got all my limbs, and if I stick more than a foot in the water, I'm screwed. That's because I'm not secure in that situation. Hey, everybody, who else I got? This podcast is going to sound weird if you're not live. It probably sound weird if you're live now, because I'm trying to acknowledge people and do the show at the same damn time, because I love you guys. Girl on 24 said, let me get that drink. Nah, because you don't need this drink. This drink make you, this that Wakanda on the rocks. This makes you want to get your Killmonger on. I like that movie, Black Panther, but don't kill me. Just take me back to Harlem. I mean, you got the money. Give me a first flight back to Harlem. Don't bury me, don't throw me overboard in the water, because my ancestors don't want me to be thrown on the water, because they fought for me not to be thrown on the water. Send me back to Harlem. This is so surreal. Mother's Day just passed. Everybody celebrated. Father's Day coming up, no one's giving a fuck. But it's this new thing coming out that it's not PC anymore to celebrate Father's Day because you disrespect the single women and same-sex couples that have kids. And I'm like, man, y'all pull some, man, that's some bullshit. It's not like people were showing the father's love anyway. And now you take this from him. The man can't get a tie for the 50th time. Last year, around Father's Day, I was looking at Father's Day cards because I'm trying to get in touch with my father, because if I have a child, I gotta explain to my child, yo, that's your granddaddy right there. Maybe he'll speak to you because he ain't say shit to me. But whatever. The Mother's Day cards are so beautiful. The Father's Day cards in Rite Aid was straight up like, you ain't dead yet, old man. Your heart's still beating. Thanks for letting me use you for 18 years. I don't need you no more. Happy Father's Day. I'm like, damn. If I'm reading these cards, and look, make you don't want to have kids too much. I want to have 9 kids at once. So somebody get their uterus ready. I'm trying to knock my tribe out at once. It ain't gonna hurt. You'll be in labor almost 20 hours anyway. Now, somebody should PC me for being disrespectful and ignorant. Not the father on Father's Day. Because I'm being disrespectful. PC to me stand for Pedro cursing. So I don't really give a damn. Oh, I lived up to the acronym. Let's check in. People to stop. People say, I had enough of you. Now let's go to the show. That'd be fucked up. Let's go to the show. Today's topic is, what lie do you tell that supports your truth? Oh, shit. Once again, the topic is, what lie do you tell that supports your truth? Kind of deep, right? Sometimes, and this gonna sound messed up, you gotta lie to protect your friendship and relationships. Like, if you had a job, and when they about to get ready to get rid of your ass, they sit you down and be like, are you happy here? No, sir, are you happy here? You gotta be like, yeah, with that smile, but inside your mind, you done visualize taking that stapler and just stapling their earlobes to the desk and just pulling their head up, ripping the staples out the air, be like, do it look like I'm fucking happy here? I don't understand. So what lie do you have? I had a lie that supported my truth. When I was young and dumb, well, much dumber, every time during the summer, if I didn't want to talk to someone, I could never be, all right. if I want, I usually couldn't never tell someone that I was involved with somebody, which I never really was involved with somebody. Because when I was younger, it was Mr. Skeet and Skedaddle times during the summer. But I could never be like, I'm seeing someone, even if it's casually. They'd be like, you with somebody? Nope. Even if I wasn't attracted to them, nope. I'm not seeing anybody. Nope. Never touched anybody. Nope, nope, nope. That did support my truth, because I wasn't really seeing someone exclusive. But it was a lie still. So what lie supported your truth? Another lie that supported... Here's a lie that really support my truth. The N-word. The N-word. We done heard it before. We done heard the tales and the rumors and the facts about the N-word, right? The word nigga, right? I don't really hardly say it because I'm grown and I'm all niggered out. I don't have no reason to say it. I don't have no reason to be cool, call my friends that. I mean, I look stupid if I call my homie Draft. Like, yo, my nigga, what you doing tonight? What? You gonna call me a nigga in front of my kids? It's like, you can't just, as a black male, I'm saying this. Do white people get a pass? Maybe like a passport. I mean, it may be like, I think the white person, it's like a license, right? Yo, if you white, you have a license to say the N-word in your state with your homies. So if you from Virginia and your black homies let you say the N-word, cool, whatever. They got to deal with that, or they don't have to deal with that, and y'all cool like that. But if you come to New York, your license... Yeah, you got the license to chill and license to hang and license to be cool, but your license is not valid to say the N-word around my people in New York. It's like a gun license also. It's like a gun license because once that word fire off from your mouth, people go into defense mode and it's hurtful. Me? I can't, coming from New York, I can't really say, oh, black people should say it. White people shouldn't, and they'd be like, it's okay for Spanish people to say it. Like, wait, what the fuck? So, I would say this. I don't mind whoever say it. If you're comfortable around your people, you can say what the fuck ever you want. I got other words that hurt. It's a billion words and dialects in this world. Trust me, I do not need the word nigga to fucking hurt you. I'm very creative. I can call you canned soup and make you want to blow your brains out the way I say it. Like, look at this old canned soup ass motherfucker right here. You don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. It gonna get into your motherfucking psyche and then you gonna blow out your Abdullah Amagada because I'm skilled like that and I'm not your average nigga. Oh, see how I turned that motherfucker around? Damn it! Give me a drink, thank you. What's going on up in here?
This is that
not a damn thing. I don't mind black people saying it. I don't mind white people. You know who I really don't like? This one I don't like. I don't like this. It's the black person that don't say it, but just say it just to try to be cool. It's like, dude, what the fuck? It's like a girl or a boy growing their hair naturally just because it's in style. Like, you had all your motherfucking life to go natural. Now it's in style, you want to be natural. I also don't like comedians and shit that got all these... these satire jokes his political black and white stance, and then you with the people you kind of jokingly talk about? That's some snake shit with me. But hey, maybe you telling your life a lie to support your truth. And I get that. I really do get that. Pinocchio was a black man. He was. They set him on fire and called him matches. That's true fact. That is true fact. That fact is so true, you don't even have to go look it up or Google it. Just trust me. Deny your instinct the fact check what I just said. That's how true it is. Pinocchio was a black man. They set fire to him and called the matches. Geppetto was Sicilian, black Italian. Yeah. But we all, sometimes we have to lie. This go back to season one, when I say you can't keep it 100. You got to keep it high 80s, low 90s. Because if you keep it 100, you're not keeping it real with yourself. Because you don't want to hurt people. Now, you know who keep it 100? Assholes. People that don't give a fuck about what you think about them. They keep it 100. They usually have money backing them. And as we all know, money's not real, but it's important. Shout out to Chris Kraft. Once you got the money, and money doesn't change you, money just amplifies who you truly are. So if you were quiet before the money, chances are you're going to be extremely quiet and you're going to move to a remote area and be left the fuck alone. Probably like on some Dave Chappelle shit in a farm or some Doug Stanhope shit in Bixby, wherever that is.
It reminded me of my dog, Callie. She died when I was 8. And she crawled underneath the porch.
To die.
To be alone.
Yeah. You know the crazy thing about Instagram Live? Not only I think you can see who's all in here, everyone else can see who all's in here. So you can't even go ham for the gram. They be like, man, shout out to the 1,000 motherfuckers paying attention. And somebody, motherfucker, it's 5 people up in this motherfucker. 4, because I'm about to leave. I'm going to wave, say hi, and get the fuck on. I appreciate everyone that stayed, came, and gone. Because you ain't had to tune in the first fucking place.
To die.
To be alone.
So, who was up in this? DeMond up in this motherfucker. Congratulations on the little shorty. I'm gonna say something he only know. Backyard. Probably like, I don't know, motherfucker. I'm high. I don't know, I'm high. The truth shall set you free. But a lie will guarantee parole. Sometimes you gotta lie. You gotta lie. The thing is, when it comes to relationships, people half-ass lie. They usually don't give a fuck about the lying when they really don't give a fuck about the relationship anymore. That's why if you lie to me, I want you to lie to me, care for me so much that you don't get caught doing dirt to me. That's the most you could do to me. You could be juggling dicks like you in the motherfucking porno circus for all I care. Just come home, clean up, please. And just come home. And before you enter the door, notice that one dick you left by your foot and sweep that motherfucker to the side and enter. Don't come in and your motherfucking, you just dick on the motherfucking neck, dick in the motherfucking armpit, dick in the purse. Open up your phone, you swipe to the right, a dick pop up. You not even being clean at this point. You just not even giving a fuck about lying to me. And if you care about me as much as you say, you'll make sure your lie is crisp as a motherfucker. Because you just want to get something on the side, but you want to be with me. And that's where your lie supports your truth. I know how dick and pussy work. When it comes together, it's some fucking shit going on. So I don't want to hear none of that bullshit. I don't give a fuck what you into. When it's on, whoever you next to, you about to be into. You dig? Who else into this motherfucker? Ha! Backyard! On some old police brutality shit, every time the police stopped me, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, as a black man, it was a damn good job. It was policemen doing a damn good, like, damn, y'all motherfuckers like Columbo out this motherfucker. Y'all good. Me and the mom was turning the corner on Saratoga Ave, going to his brother crib one day. This passed the statute of limitations, and if, whatever. Let's say I'm bullshitting about the story. Wink, motherfucker, wink. The cops stopped us, right? I'm gonna say weed, because we had weed on us and knives and shit. So the cops stopped us or whatever. And this back in the day. Like, we already high and drunk and shit. So the cops are like, where you coming from? I like, just come around the corner, walking my homie to his brother's crib. And they're like, word? Yeah. And he's like, what you got in your pocket? He went to reach for my pocket while he was still sitting in the car. And I grabbed his hand and he felt like my knife. I had a little knife on me. And then he hopped out and he was like, don't move. And the other one said, don't move. And we're like, oh shit. So long story short, they checked us and they were like, weed? You about to get fucked up over weed? We don't give a fuck about your weed or knife. We looking for the guns. And they didn't take none of our shit. And the mom and I went to his brother's house, walking on the way, getting lit. So the moral of the story is, police are not bad, as we all know. We don't want to admit, because I ain't going to lie, when the media come out and cameras on you, you say them motherfuckers are fucked up. Fuck that. It's bad apples in the bunch. And it's motherfuckers that work with them bad apples that lie just to support their truth, which is their paycheck, because that truth is a paycheck. As my man Chris Craig said, some of us give up our hopes and dreams in return of a paycheck. He said it so much smoother and cooler than that. I just fucking up this man lyrics. I don't give a fuck. I'm consistent. This been good one. Oh, I'm about to head up to the barcade to celebrate Matthew Schrader's birthday from the Harmony. Matthew turning about, I don't know how. Matthew. Strong Matt, he probably like, I don't know, I can't tell his age. He's timeless. Shout out to Sonya Nam that been listening. But stop listening to the motherfucking episode. I'm gonna kick her in the calf later. because I don't play that disloyal shit. Thank you for everybody that listened to me on live, that came, that gone, and just stayed. If you stay, you a bad motherfucker, because your patience is way better than mine. And this has been UBI. I've been your gracious host, Pedro Grecio, the recipe. And catch you on the flip side. All right? And we out. Peace, peace, peace. Damn it, peace.
Bye.
Name.